E. coli in Germany. Don't shoot the cucumber. A deadly outbreak in Hamburg causes ripples round Europe.
17 deaths, some 1,500 confirmed or suspected cases, and hundreds of millions of euros in losses. The outbreak of E. coli infections in northern Germany is causing havoc across Europe. The culprit is an especially nasty strain of E. coli, which normally resides harmlessly in the gut. Type 0104H4 can cause bloody diarrhea, convulsions, and most lethally, hemolytic uremic syndrome, which attacks the kidneys. Nearly all the dead are women. Nobody knows why. German health authorities at first traced the infection to organic cucumbers from Spain and advised people to avoid them along with salad and raw tomatoes. Now it seems the cucumbers were innocent, though some may have been contaminated with another strain. But the vegetable warning still stands, and the economic and political damage is mounting. Spanish growers claim that they are suffering losses of 200 million euros, that's $287 million, a week. All European countries have stopped buying from Spain, says the head of the Fruit and Vegetable Exporters Association. The scare is also affecting farmers in other countries, including Germany, where growers put their weekly losses at 30 million euros. Russia has now banned imports of fresh vegetables from the European Union. The false alarm about Spanish cucumbers will further scuff Germany's image in a neighbourhood where it has not been popular lately. Portugal and Greece blame Germany for the austerity they have had to undergo in exchange for bailouts to keep the euro together. Spain may demand compensation for the losses of their farmers. "We are disappointed by the way Germany handles the situation," complained the Spanish agriculture minister, Rosa Aguilar. Yet that is not Germany's main worry just now. Investigators need to find the source of the deadly E. coli. Until it does, more farmers will suffer, more tempers will flare, and more people will die.